weekend when we remember him at all of our masses, we thank God for the great gift that he was. The gift he was to his family, to parishes, to priests, to dioceses, and indeed to the Irish Church. And as we give thanks, we conclude with his own words on the power of the Mass. For him, it was the great sacrament of remembering.
I'd say Mass is memory. When I die, and I'm in no immediate hurry, but when I die, I'd like the people that I've loved and tried to help to remember me, to think about me a bit and talk about me, and keep me in their hearts and in their memory. I'd like to feel that I'd be part of their experience, really, as long as they lived. And the Mass is about memory, in that our Lord loves us and loved us unto death. He died for us and rose for us, and he gave us the Eucharist. And he said, do this in memory of me. So Mass is memory. It's remembering our Lord, and it's saying thanks to him, because Eucharist means thanksgiving. That's the first thing. And I'd say Mass is marvelous. It's the greatest prayer we have. It's the greatest act of worship that we have. And it makes present Calvary so that we can enter into it and unite our lives with Christ and offer them to the Father. And it makes the supper present so that we can enter into the closest possible union with our Lord and with one another. And it's a great celebration, the Mass is, a community celebration of the death and resurrection of Christ. And from the earliest days, Christians got together, they assembled, and the word church means assembly. They assembled as a community to celebrate the death and resurrection of Christ and to say Christ is risen. So I think that's the second thing about it. I'd say Mass is challenge. You know, we worship together on Sunday so that we can work together during the week. It's a challenge to community. It's a challenge to try and build up a community of justice and peace and love. And the Mass is a spur to that. And I'd say it's nourishment. We hear the word of God. Our faith is strengthened from contact with other people, with Holy Communion, of course. And if we don't go to Mass, if we drift away from it, there's a great danger that we'd suffer from spiritual malnutrition, from undernourishment. You know, so Mass is memory. It's marvelous in itself, it's community, and it's nourishment.
The voice, the message, and the faith of the late Archbishop Joseph Cassidy. May he rest in peace.